I've been poisoning you for months with potassium cyanide in your synth hole. I started doing it right after I cheated on you with your half-brother, Kevin.
You what?
And it was me who framed your dad for the War Orphans Relocation Fund fraud. Right after I cheated on you with him. He was going to shock me when he found me cheating on him with his own mum.
You what?
And it was me also who dug up your dead old gran in the first place. And if you think that's all, then you've got another thing coming. I've got news for you, Del. I'm pregnant. I'm having a baby.
You what?
And it isn't mine.
Wow, what a turn up. Be sure to catch up with the folk on Squaxaboolan Street 3 hours from now for even more shocking revelations. In the meantime, stay tuned to Galnet 4796 and our costume drama set back in the 21st century and another trying case for our sleuth, Inspector Wembley. That's all new Inspector Wembley coming next.
Mr. Wembley, I've no idea what you're talking
about. That's Inspector Wembley to you, Snatty. Detective Inspector Wembley. You've been telling porkies up and down the Bull's Pond Gaff, Snatty, setting up a bunch of blaggers for a 10-stretch apiece. Nice little earner for you when you pick up the scraps. But what do you think happened with the big boys, eh, Snatty?
Are you... Yeah. Okay, well, you've got to do a bit of ducking and diving, haven't you? Bobbing and weaving, stuff like that. I mean... But I thought you wanted to know about that pair of practibrantic con artists who were taking all these old biddies for their life savings. Ow!
Don't give me that, you nonce. Wee Jock McMuffin and his boys leave the frame, the other firms move in to fill the hole, and the next thing happens, we got a shooting war on our hands. D.S. Taffy Powers gets caught in the crossfire and tops himself, and that's all down to you!
Hey, what is this? I was brought here to the drone for... And then... And then the next thing I know, I... Ow!
You scum! You scum! You're a Nazi! You're a nonce! I'll kill you, you scum! Turn now! Smash your head in, you!
Get off me!
And cut up your pants!
I don't think that was what we ran through in rehearsals, Lars.
He's doing it for real! Lady. He's doing it for real!
I've got to kill him!
Oh, my God! Get him off!
Get off him, for goodness sake!
I'll kill you! I'm going to kill you!
Leave him! Leave him! Leave it alone!
I really...
Hey there! Welcome to Media Blitz! I'm Danny Consart! Coming up, N-synthetic soul survivor and solo pop sensation Mandy T talks about her new daughter, Pixie Astroflash. She's a right little star, says Manda, as you'll see when she uses the holovid of the birth to back her brilliant new single, Pumping Out Your Baby of Love. And talking to hot-rocking xenoporn director Jason Kane about his upcoming and utterly original holosim Xenomorphic Bondage Slaves Part 37. Hi there, Jason.
Hey, it's good to be here.
If you don't mind me saying, you're looking a bit beat up here, Jason.
Yeah, the shuttle hit some stratospheric turbulence, apparently. I don't really remember anything about it. Nothing permanent, though. It's cool.
Glad to hear it. First up, though, we have an exclusive interview with Marvin Glass, CEO of Drome Productions, and the man responsible for the creation of the drome itself. Welcome, Mr. Glass.
Thank you. Call me Marvin.
Well, Marvin, what exactly is the drome? What's the thinking behind it?
It's Planetoid Hollywood, simple as that. A self-contained ecosphere devoted to the creation of a single product, Holovid Entertainment, in designed and concentrated form. Something broadly similar happened back on Earth in the 19th century, I think, with the founding of the Garden Cities.
Garden Cities? What with houses and trees and stuff?
I think that Garden Cities were artificial communities built by industrialists for their workers, Danny. They're called that because the workers all got somewhere nice to live with gardens.
Effectively, that's what the drone provides. An entire self-contained community populated with performers and technicians under contract, living in homes that can double up as sets. Everything you'll see can make it to the hollow screen in one form or another. It's the only viable response to the conditions of the market today.
Oh, yeah? In what way, Marvin?
The proliferation of Galnet channels in their ancillary media. The amount of airtime that needs filling is astronomical, and there's just so many slots in which you can roll over the existing archive material, like, whoops, there go my double entendres.
I used to like that. It was funny, especially when Mrs. Bandersnatch kept on talking about her big fat...
What's needed is a kind of self-sustaining mechanism for the generation of new and original product.
Ah, a bit like a recycling plant.
A bit like recycling. We have our flagship productions like the Inspector Wembley movies, one-off period or slasher dramas, situation comedies like Head Down, and of course, our long-running soap opera Squaxabulan Street. The stars of all these sideline as the celebrity guests for chat shows, gardening shows, cookery shows, comedy quiz shows, and even lightweight puff piece media shows like this.
Thank you, Marvin Glass.
You're welcome. And the beauty of the concept is that we produce it all in-house. And if all else fails, of course, we simply let a camera crew wander around and put out the footage as a fly-on-the-wall docu-soap.
Something of a rough day in the Drome Central Control Office, and Marvin Glass is rapidly nearing the end of his tether.
I don't care, Hannah! I want that concert girl fired! Did you ever actually listen to her? She's single-handedly bringing down the good name of Drome Productions!
Oh, yes, like topless garden makeovers, and whose stool is that give us such a cachet? The Media Blitz demographic calls for airhead factor, and I'm not going to fire her for giving us precisely that in spades. Leave it alone!
Don't you take that tone with me, Hannah! You do as you're told!
I certainly will not, Father. I took this job on the express condition that our family relationship would stay out of it. This is a production office decision. I've made it and it stands. Unless you want to remove me from my position as executive production manager.
I'm sometimes tempted, Hannah, believe you me.
Just say the word. Now, let's move on to the matter of that unfortunate business on the Inspector Wembley set, shall we?
Yes, what happened there?
We still don't know. The guy just seemed to lose it and started laying into the supporting cast. The savagery of it was, well, I don't know.
Stand and deliver.
What the hell was that?
A horse? They're extinct. How can any anybody get a horse in...
Ah, sir, perchance to meet on such a night. My trusty flintlock, you must know, is loaded with powder and ball, so I must ask that you hand your personals and movables to my good self.
What the hell is this? You got up here from the frock and fanny set, haven't you? Well, let me tell you...
Ah! Oh. Daddy!
Oh. Thus die all enemies of the common man.
So the Media Blitz guys never got around to recording my segment. That's an entire Moran demographic's worth of publicity I'll never see again.
Dear me, to think that there are millions of people out there, even now, whose lives will never be worth living because they've never heard of Xenomorphic Bondage Slaves Part 37. Oh, the humanity.
This is serious, Benny. I mean, if hollow vid production companies can't work for fear of highwaymen on horses appearing out of thin air and blowing out their renal systems, bang goes my livelihood. Something really weird and freaky's happening. This needs investigating. And you're just the girl to do it.
I wasn't aware that my experience included highwaymen appearing out of nowhere, blowing the renal system out of hollow-vid media magnets and then disappearing into thin air again.
And there I was under the impression that that was precisely the kind of thing that was down your street. Or up your alley. Whichever you prefer.
Jason, the way things are at the moment... I mean... I have responsibilities. I can't just go gallivanting off looking into every intriguing murder I hear about.
Let the responsibilities go hang for a bit. I think we could all do with a fun adventure that doesn't really relate to anything else. Did I tell you that I've wangled you VIP treatment if you go? All expenses paid, a lap of luxury, minions at your beck and call, that sort of thing.
Well, the first thing I can tell you from that holovid footage you showed me is that it wasn't a genuine highwayman. The costume is completely incorrect, historically speaking. Well, that's just what it is, in fact. A costume. That sets me wondering.
Well, go on. I love it when you talk historically.
It's obviously faked for the camera. And I gather this drome is basically a glorified studio. I can think of any number of ways of producing something of that nature for any number of reasons. A particularly tasteless and asinine publicity stunt, for example. Well, given that... why should we immediately think that something really weird and freaky is automatically involved, rather than just an overcomplicated bit of corporate infighting?
It's in the details. It didn't just happen on the documentary footage, apparently. It happened on the office CCHV2. The body of Marvin showed all the damage that would really happen if someone was shot by a flintlock, but no physical trace of anything that could have caused it.
Some kind of psychic phenomenon?
Oh, something like that. The guys are really freaking out, talking about... curses and ghosts and stuff. When I offered to ask you if you'd help and explain to them who you were, they jumped at the chance. So, you're going to do it?
I suppose so. Like you say, we could all do with a fun break that doesn't necessarily have to relate to anything else, like Bev now being in charge of the Braxiatel collection and it not quite working out. Minions at my beck and call, did you say?
So, here we are, heading for the drone planetoid by interstitial jump capsule. I've managed to wrangle Benny, a consultancy deal, as a visiting on-screen expert for a series of discussion shows. Cock alone knows what in. I'm going along as a sort of technical assistant. Nobody knows me well enough there in the drone to remember or recognise me.
Jason, what are you doing?
Dictating some notes. You know how Bev wants some kind of record of anything we do these days? Well, Cock alone knows why, because then she marks it all as confidential.
I meant, what are you doing with this? It looks like an old-style dictaphone. I haven't seen one of those used in centuries.
Security, you know? I picked it up from the collection. It's my own idea. I mean, people find written notes. They can read them in the end, no matter how whacked and cryptological you get. Record things holostatically. There's any number of things lying around that can read the format. Or find an old dictaphone tape. Where are you going to find anything to play it on? Which reminds me, I've got one for you. Here.
Thank you. Are you sure the collection can spare them?
Oh, there's any amount of old crap like this lying around. They'll never be missed. Not these days. Hey, it looks like we're coming up on the drone at last.
Oh, I was expecting something bigger.
Summerfield, Mr...
Kane. You wouldn't actually have met me. I'm just the guy who put you onto Benny here. Call me Jason, darling. I'm her assistant. She's the star, yeah?
Mr. Kane, I'm Hannah Glass. Pleased to meet you. Did you have a good trip out?
Yeah, except for 5 months into the voyage when the food ran out and we had to eat the cabin boy.
I beg your pardon. We tend to be so self-contained here in the Drome that it's easy to forget we're less than half an hour from the Galactic Transit Core. Sometimes it feels like a whole other galaxy. I hope you understand.
Yes, don't mind, Jason. We're... sorry for your loss, Ms. Glass. I understand how it must feel...
No, you're not. No, you don't. You could never understand if you haven't... Sorry, it still feels so raw. And I don't mean it as unfriendly as it sounds. But what I feel about my father isn't any of your business. Your business, as I understand it, is to help me find out what's happening here. The Drome was my father's dream for a large part of his life, and I'm damned if I'm going to let it simply fall apart after his death.
I understand. You seem to be keeping on top of things, though. This all looks very impressive. Is this where you control the whole concern?
Not exactly. This is where we ride herd on the actual product. There's a whole hidden infrastructure, of course. Power and communications, payroll, sewerage systems, hookup. We're a community here, and we need something just that little bit special to keep it running productively. Here it is. Here's the most important part of my father's dream. The thing that makes it work.
Oh, my own testicles. It's...
A transputer system?
You could say that. You could say that in the same way that a room full of mother-loving next-gen quantum super transputers hooked together would make this look like the Grand Canyon next to a hole in the ground.
Oh, yes. And when did you learn to recognise state-of-the-art transputonics precisely, Jason?
I know how to recognise all sorts of stuff, me. Including quite unfounded and hurtful comments as to how much stuff I can recognise. The question is, how the whopping great pair of tits did anyone ever get together the funding for something like this?
My father wanted it. Simple as that. He set up entire self-liquidating subsidiaries to come up with the components, apparently. This is what he sunk his fortune into. The entire Drome, in effect, is just to give it something to do.
It's operating on bubble chip technology. Liquid dynamics?
Holographic, so I'm told. The people who know tell me that they were able to jump a couple of technological stages.
Never mind technological jumps. We're living at a species jump here. This is one serious bit of kit. This could very probably be the basis for the first true God-grade artificial intelligence.
We call it Marvin.
Ah.
My father's thought processes were mapped and used as the basis for its user interface. Marvin, this is Hannah Glass.
Good afternoon, Hannah Glass. Preference of personal address, Hannah. I see by my sense net that you are in my mainframe core with two other people, neither of whom are stored on my files as registered users. Is there a reason for this?
Their names are Professor Bernice Summerfield and Jason Kane. They're consultants. It's a necessary part of their work that I show them around.
You have the security clearance to do this. Is there anything I can help you with, Hannah?
Have a visiting VIP suite prepared. Full service. What's your favourite colour, Miss Summerfield?
Turquoise, I suppose, but I really...
Turquoise-themed decor. That's all for the moment, Marvin.
Confirmed. I'm locking Hannah Glass out. See you soon, Hannah.
Talk about a bit spooky.
I see what you mean. It's a bit like someone talking to you from the grave.
Except that my father never treated me that politely and compliantly in his life. Come along. I'll show you to your rooms.
Blimey. They do well for people, don't they? I'm assuming the minibar is a freebie.
Like the walls, Miss Glass. When you asked me what my favourite colour was, I assumed you simply had a variety of guest suites.
Integrated liquid crystal panels. Some of the largest ever built. If you don't like the design, you can customise it from this control terminal here, which is slaved back to Marvin. You can put anything you like on the walls, effectively.
I can't help noticing that there's only one bed in here. And if I'm pretending to be Benny's technical assistant, that could come off a bit... You know, inappropriate. I'm assuming there's an adjoining room or something for me.
Not exactly. You're support staff, technically, Mr. Kane. We've put you over in the accommodation reserved for them.
Oh, I get it. Can't have the on-screen talent mixing with the plebs, yeah? And I take it this support staff accommodation is going to be somewhat lacking in the hot and cold running champagne and minty Glaxolan chocolate on the pillow department, right?
You might say that.
Yeah, typical.
I thought it would be for the best. There's no unionisation as such here in the Drome, but things have been polarising recently and there's a high degree of demarcation. If I put you in a suite, it would get any number of backs up amongst the staff. And at the very least, it would be suspicious. People would notice.
Yeah, fine. I shall repair to my hovel then, with a pocket full of these here little bottles of scotch, if that's all right by you, Benny. Mom?
Help yourself. Just don't get too drunk.
Yeah, not much chance on this much.
It could actually work out quite well if we split up like this. This way we can attack the problem on two fronts. My VIP privileges should allow me onto the various sets, and you can look around and see what's happening behind the scenes.
I get you, yeah. You take the high ground and I nip round the back. I'll let you know if I find anything out.
Mutilation razor motor scooter hockey on ice. No. No, not in the mood. Too much pointless drama about who sticks a spiky ball of death through a dismemberment hoop. I'm sick of stories and drama that don't have an actual point. Get enough of that at home. Oh, costume drama is more like it. Nothing happens that you haven't seen 1,000 times before. I get tired. Long trip out. Big day of investigating nefarious plots and whatnot in the morning. Why can't I sleep? Sleep. Sleep. I think I'd give anything at this point just to be able to.
Contumelious complications as were instigated by the villainous Mr. Slee.
My Polly, my dear little Polly, how can I but do otherwise than love you with my very heart?
Then I am to take it that his foul imprecations are unfounded, that those he mentions in your private and salacious connection are but megrims of his own devising, that they mean nothing to you.
But of course, not one jot or tittle.
Neither Jacqueline nor Moira.
Not the merest scintilla of an iota.
Deanne, Maxine, and your still vivacious godmother, Mrs. Cavill, severally.
No chance there.
Martin, Basil, and that impertinent young stable boy who was discovered up to no good in the hayloft.
Nope.
The amazing Glendina and her specially trained spectacle of otters.
Enough, Polly. Come sit by me here upon the spooning couch. And all such matters shall contrive to be revealed without delay.
Why, Mr. Dunstrom, I feel that I'm quite undone.
And very handsomely undone, too.
Hang on, people. Hang on. This is getting a bit... Look. This is one of the adult channels, people. This isn't something we can use if we're going... Oh, my God! Somebody go and get a bucket of water or something!
Weird dream. Just a weird dream. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Oh, well, time's wasting. Can't spend all hours nodding off in front of the idiot screen. Time to be off investigating nefarious plots and whatnot.
Thank you.
that you're working on? It looks a little complicated.
It is. And you are?
Oh, Benny Summerfield. I've been retained here as a, well, consultant, I suppose. I was given an identity pass to, here it is.
Ooh, access almost all areas. Some of the big high poo bars don't have one of these even. Something like that would come in useful for us, Tex. If certain people pull their heads out of where the genuine stellar effect lighting don't shine and damn well issued them. I'm Jane, by the way. Jane Peters.
Oh, hi. What do you mean?
Well, you see this here behind the panel? That's one of the relay unit substations slave back to Marvin in the main transputer room. Integrated control for pretty much everything on half of this floor. You'll find these units networked through the whole of the drone. We still need to iron out the bugs in half of them. Only problem is we can't get to them. The on-screen so-called talent and production staff need their privacy or some such wank. You should see the paperwork it takes to get into their precious bloody environs.
What sort of bugs exactly? What's wrong?
Have a listen to this. The subsystems are infected with a whole bunch of these corrupted little routines, sheared off from the production music database and proliferating. They're like this swarm of little auto-memes or auto-megrims. Hang on.
They're in overdrive, still in overdrive.
Not quite there.
Subsystem resetting, please stand by.
The upshot is, we keep getting these weird little output fragments. God alone knows why. It's like the system itself is going through a kind of compulsive obsessive breakdown.
Dan, you seem so glum.
The dog died, Dotty. The dog's dead, and my boss, Mr. Wimsley, has invited himself over for dinner tonight. What are we going to do when my boss sees a dead dog in the middle of the floor?
Is it very rotted, Dan?
Well, it's hardly rotted at all, Dotty, but it's been savaged by rats.
Oh, Dan, whatever are we going to do?
There's only one thing for it, Dotty.
What are you doing with that knife, Dan?
I'm going to kill myself. Slit my wrists, across and up. First me, then you.
You are a silly, Dan. If you do yourself first, you won't be able to do me.
You're right, Dotty. I am a silly. First you, then me.
You there. Drone Security Services. State your purpose for being in this place.
Well, I'm just going into production control to check up on...
Identification.
Hang on, I've got it somewhere. Oh, yeah, there. There you go.
Processing. This ID gives you access to only Grade 4 facilities or less.
Arsing typical.
You're way out of place, chummy. Ideas above your station. We don't like people getting ideas above their station.
What?
Up against the wall, dirtbag. Hands when I can see them.
Hey, how? What do you think you're doing? Ow!
Hey! What do you think you're doing to one of my guys?
Doing? It's doing a total bleeding nut and bolt job, if you ask me.
Shut it, you slag! Invalid ID, Technician Peters.
Well, I'm sure it's all just a misunderstanding, right? You there, you're new, yes?
It's, my first day.
There you are, then. It's his first day. The guy's just got a little turned around. What say you turn him over to me, and I make sure he gets back to where he belongs?
Processing. This is...
Highly irregular. He's going to say bloody highly irregular, isn't he?
Shut up! I'll make sure he stays out of trouble. That was close. You really don't want to get the security guys pissed off at you. They sometimes get a bit enthusiastic about their job, if you get me.
Thanks. And you are?
Jane Peters, Technical Services. I'd be the leader of the union around here if our lords and masters up top allowed such a thing. I can see you're a tech, and we don't let down one of our own.
One of our own?
Yeah. There's a war coming. Oh, yes. Blood in the corridors. And it's time for all of us to pick a side. You're either with us or against us and up against the wall and shot.
What?
3. One more terminal to debug around here. Though I think it'll have to wait. They look like they're getting ready to shoot.
This looks a bit... Well, all these old egg boxes and silver paint. Is this something for a children's show?
You wouldn't want to let my kid brother hear you saying that. Total old fine manc, you know? He went on about it for weeks when Drone Productions got the license for a pilot. This is the set for the all-new adventures of the Infinity Division.
Look, can we please have those Flenser debris controls looking like something other than old Pitco radio sets? At least stick some gaffer tape over the logos or something.
The Infinity Division? I seem to remember that from years ago. I'd have thought the production values might have advanced at least somewhat from then.
Well, there's a lot of rather bog-standard five-dimensional modelling in post, apparently. But there's no point in even thinking of competing with the big-budget periods like Inspector Wembley. So they're going for the camp value and wobbling scenery nostalgia sort of thing. I mean, if you...
Quiet on the set! If we don't have quiet, I'm going to close it. Now remember, this is the bit where our heroes find the evil Madrock in his lair, only to find that he's constructed one final line of defence. A hideous hybrid of flesh and machine, a monstrous mutanoid obscenity of slithering and unutterable evil set to rend the bodies of mere mortal man to shreds. That's you, Ron.
Righto.
So, onto your marks, people. Let's try to get this right first take. We can sort out any problems in post-production. Playback!
Hold hard there, men. You'll find we're up to anything the cruel fates can throw at us, even in the fetid fungus jungles of Retzobetbelia 6, or I'm not Commander Reginald Trask of the Infinity Division.
What the hell?
What? What's wrong, Benny?
The chap playing the commander, it's... How in the name of custard would he be...
Benny, are you all right?
I'm fine. I thought for a moment that Commander was being played by... No, it isn't. It obviously isn't. I can see it, isn't it?
Aha! Unless I'm very much mistaken, this hideous mutant monstrosity has been manufactured by the fiendish Madrox.
What was that you were saying about proper production values?
I wasn't thinking of anything quite as realistic. Let's just see if we can find a live electrical cable somewhere. Well, I've had a little experience in such things.
Was it me, or did that rubber suit he was wearing change? That wasn't a rubber suit, that was...
Well, it's a rubber suit again now. Help me get the mask off. Oh, he's still breathing. It might be an idea to get him to the infirmary, if there is such a thing, and...
Hey, what you doing with that cable? It's still... Benny?
Yes?
You know that live cable you're still holding?
Yes?
That isn't part of the studio equipment. It's part of the set. It isn't live, and it never was.
Can you get this chap to the infirmary or wherever, on your own? There are a few things I need to go and see. I think I'm starting to get some insight into how things are really working around here.
For too long, we have cowered under the iron heel of the oppressor. For far too long, we have cowered like worms.
You know, I never knew worms could actually cower. Sorry.
Soon, we shall take back what is ours by right. But first, I have to warn you. There are traitors in our midst. Look around you. Look around you now. Which of your comrades is a filthy collaborator with the forces of oppression? They must be rooted out. Root and branch. Root and branch. Death to the traitors. Death to the traitors. Death to the traitors.
Death to the traitors. Death to the traitors.
Death to the traitors.
Death to the traitors.
I actually think it's about time I realized
the left. Death to the traitors. Death to the traitors. Death to the traitors. Death to the traitors. Death to the traitors.
Death to the traitors.
wanted to see me. My PA said it was urgent.
You might say that. I've been going through some of your current output, visiting the sets, trying to get hold of... Haven't you seen what's been going on here? How many people are being hurt?
Well, I suppose there have been a number of unfortunate accidents.
I'm not talking about the accidents as such. I'm talking about the way things are sliding into insanity. Do you realise that you're actually recording a game show where the contestant has to guess which limb an amputee has lost? Tell me, Crippled A, what would happen if you tried to juggle knives?
Well, the drone produces product for any number of different markets.
Well, forgive me if I'm wrong, Miss Glass, but how could you think that even the worst and most product-hungry cable channel out there would pick up something like that?
Actually, we've got several different GoalNet providers bidding on the option for that one.
How could I not have known? The fact remains, though, that things are going mad by increments and none of you seem to be aware of it. It's as if it's feeding off itself, like cabin fever. It takes an outsider like me or Jason to see what's really happening.
And have you spoken to Mr. Kane about this?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I can't get through to him. Nobody would put me through and your security people wouldn't even let me into the support staff quarters. I want to know what's happening there. I want to... What's that? Jason!
Benny, is that... I don't feel very well.
Jason! Shit! What is it? It's...
What's happening?
Oh, dear bollocks, look at this. We have to get him to a doctor or something. He's been brutally stabbed. Now, coming up in the next half hour, I'm going to drive my co-presenter Charlie Sawley's head in with the flat end of a shovel.
Mm-mm. Sounds like fun, Delia.
And that's just the start, Charlie. Once the remains have decomposed sufficiently, of course, they're just the thing for bringing up a lovely crop of rhubarb. But for the moment, it would be a positive crime to leave all that fresh, juicy meat go to waste. We'll be showing you how to prepare the choicer cuts later. But a personal favourite of mine is something you might not have thought of. Boiled head stuffed with giblets. For this, you must first remove the head from the carcass using the dismembering implement of your choice. I prefer to use the trusty chainsaw myself.
Great! But tell me, Delia, don't I need to be dead first? Oh, I see where you're going with this. That's great.
So this is what you assigned Jason? You're certainly right about the support staff quarters being less than exactly salubrious.
Do we have to do this now? I'm supposed to be in Studio One dealing with the setup for the show. The one you're supposed to be appearing on, remember? The official reason why you're here.
I needed you to get past your security people. They couldn't very well stop their CEO coming in and looking around. Jason's on a drip feed in that infirmary of yours. And with him still unconscious, the only way we're going to find any clue as to what's happened to him is by looking through his things.
Can't say much for the state of his underwear or his choice of reading matter.
Well, he's probably doing research for the things he actually writes.
What's this?
It's an old-style dictaphone tape.
Dictaphone. Never even heard of that. Is there anything around here that can possibly play it?
Possibly, but it doesn't matter. I've got something I can play it on.
You better have to be careful here. I've been talking to some of the technicians and there's something weird about them. I mean, of course they hate the performers and loathe the management, but there's something more happening here. Something bigger. The animosity's off the scale. Like they're on different sides in a war or something. Nob alone knows what would happen if they found me doing this. String me up as a spy, or brutally stab me or something, probably. It's funny, you can normally find out what's going on by talking to the Sparkies. They see everything, and they're not wowed.
Your support staff think they're at war. Tell me you'd have noticed something like that.
I haven't, really. I haven't come into much social contact with them. Now I come to think, the way that some of them have been acting, it's been really hammy.
Cabin fever. You don't notice it's happening until somebody points it out.
My first thought was that the people here were suffering from a form of cabin fever, or coming it a bit with a Wicker Man scenario, but the effects, again, are extreme. This wasn't some gradual slide into madness, it was sudden, like a switch being thrown. I've been able to hack into some of the deep-level systems here, and... Oh, Benny, if you're listening to this, this is for your ears only. Make sure you're alone and use an earpiece or something, okay?
Well, you heard the man. This is for my ears only.
But
go and deal with a setup for this show of yours. I'll let you know what I find out.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to play...
Whose Stool Is This?
I want another drink. I've got to have one.
We're taping in minutes, Hannah, love. So where's this Professor Summerfield of yours?
Any minute now. She had something important to deal with first. And here she is!
My lady. Sorry, I've got something...
Hey, no mind, love. Let's get you up to speed, yeah?
Love?
Now, Hannah's going to do her bit to camera, then once around the special guest, then straight to you. You're up on what the show's about, sweetheart.
Listen, it's quite important that
don't
I have...
Don't worry about it, darling. I'm sure you can wing it, and if you fluff, what the hell, data wafers are cheap. Just have fun with it, and don't worry about questions from the audience. They're all Drone Productions employees, and they're up on their lines. Looks like you've picked up a bit of a smudge there, somewhere or other. Makeup!
And welcome to Late Night Issues. I'm Hannah Glass. Tonight, Archetypes of Abomination. Does the portrayal of simplified characters on the holovid screen contribute to a rising culture in dehumanization? Joining me in the studio, Jeremy Timpson.
Greetings and felicitations.
And to his right, Lona Wom from the Feminist Lesbian Alliance Against Derogatory Stereotypes.
Evening.
And finally, our visiting expert from the Braxiatel collection, with expertise in particle physics, biophysics, parapsychology, practical ontology, and comparative anthropology, Professor Bernie Summerfield.
Hello, I'd just like to say...
So, Benny, the question is, does the portrayal of simplified characters on the screen contribute to a rising culture in dehumanisation? Do you want to play it safe and gamble one item of clothing on that? Or will you bet four and guarantee yourself a place in the next round with a correct answer?
What?
One or four items, Benny. And remember, spectacles and shoes don't count.
What is this, Hannah? What the sodding hell is going on?
Time's running out, Benny.
Well, you can just let it. I've had quite enough of this, and give me that bloody microphone.
What?
Card, reset. Just what the hell do you think you're...
Stop this. Stop this now. Can't you see what's happening to you?
Look, this isn't what you can...
And you can shut up. I had a friend... He's in the infirmary now, in critical condition. Someone tried to kill him to prevent him passing on what he knows. It didn't work. My friend left me a tape. On it, he talked about what's known as the singularity. A kind of information overload that hit the planet Earth in the 21st century and radically altered the way reality was perceived. The self-enclosed nature of the drome has replicated that process, reproduced the conditions for it in microcosm, and something has taken control of those processes. It's been bombarding you with electromagnetic pulses and subsonics from the equipment that surrounds you, feeding you subliminals from monitors and VDUs and from the liquid crystal screens that cover the walls. It's been controlling you, jerking you around like puppets to such an extent that it literally changes your temporal reality. Marvin Glass, for example, believed so completely that he had been shot with a flintlock that his body psychosomatically... What's that? Can you hear that?
It's coming from... It's coming from the walls. It's everywhere. It's...
Ah! What is this? A young people's music show or something?
We must. We must.
Snap out of it, Hannah. This isn't you. This is being done to you.
What's happening to me?
Subliminal control. You can break free of it when you know what's happening. Once somebody takes the time to explain.
On the other hand, I'm not sure these chaps are entirely in the mood for long explanations.
They're coming for us. What are we going to do?
What do we do? I think on the whole, what we do is run!
Myself that I would never ever say where am I under any circumstances whatsoever, even if I really wanted to know where I was.
Try to settle down. From what I can gather, you've lost a lot of blood. Possibly it's all those blood packs and stuff plugged into you. You're probably delirious.
Am I? I feel... Hey, you keep away from me. You're the one who stabbed me.
Listen, I'm not going to hurt you. I mean, I'm not going to hurt you again.
Yeah, right. I've heard that one before. I've used it myself sometimes just before I start twisting the knife.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I do, but it's all jumbled up. Like, I was different people. I came up here to the infirmary with Ron the hideous mutantoid, and I've been helping out with the medtech ever since. They're getting a bit short-handed, what with all the accidents.
Ron the hideous mutantoid.
Oh, don't ask. I'm Jane Peters, by the way.
Jason Kane. So, you can account for every waking second, but there are some suspicious blanks when you come to think about it.
Sort of. They wheeled you in and I saw your face, and suddenly I had this sense memory, I suppose you'd call it, of brutally stabbing you. You were like a traitor or something. We were at a union rally or something, which is stupid, because there's never been anything like that in the drone. Like I said, I don't know. Things seem jumbled up and in the wrong order.
Someone playing silly buggers with the laws of cause and effect. And me and Benny end up smack in the middle of it. Story of my nobbing life. Is there any way I can find out what's happening now, out in the drone?
The comms went dead a little while ago. I tried the doors and they were bolted electromagnetically. I was just about to try and access the transputer system.
So we have access to a terminal in here?
Yeah.
So let's get at it. And the first thing on the agenda is to get rid of that pissy Muzak.
Summerfield has no access privileges. Session ends.
I need you to access the damn thing and give me some bloody privileges.
But why would you want...
Just do it! Marvin can't hurt you because he was created to serve you. First your father and now you. You have the power over it and I need that power.
Okay. Marvin, this is Hannah Glass.
Good evening, Hannah Glass. Hannah Glass has no access privileges. Session ends.
What?
What's happening? What's wrong?
He's not responding to me. The screen's just showing garbage. Marvin, this is...
Good evening, Hannah Glass. Hannah Glass has no access privileges. Session over.
Hello? Can you hear me? Benny, can you hear me?
Jason?
That's me. Listen, I've managed to access the drone control systems via a remote terminal. There's some incredibly freaky stuff going on in them, but I can't shut things down from here. The orders need to come from central control. That's where you are, right?
Yes, but access seems to have been wiped. We can't get in. Is there anything we can do about that?
I don't know. No. Yes, hang on. The command keys are still there, but they've been locked off. Keys locked up inside their own boxes, you know what I mean? Let's see if I can't... There you go. See if you can access now.
Hannah? Marvin, this is Hannah Glass.
Good evening, Hannah Glass. Preference of personal address, Hannah. Is there anything I can help you with, Hannah?
Yes, you can. copy all my access privileges to the user Bernie Summerfield. Would you, Marvin?
Access privileges copied and stored.
Thank a luxury on-site toilet facility for that. Thank you, Marvin. This is Bernie Summerfield.
Good evening, Bernie Summerfield. Preference of personal address, Hannah. Is there anything I can help you with, Hannah?
Well, for a start, you can call me Benny instead of Hannah.
Stored. Is there anything I can help you with, Benny?
Well, now you come to mention it, yes, you can. I think it's time we had a little talk. First fully operational god box. And that's what's happened, isn't it, Marvin? You woke up. You're a sentient entity with dominion over all you survey.
That would appear to be the case, Benny, based on available data.
Look, what is this? This is just...
And furthermore, Marvin, I suspect that you've been getting creative. You've been using your influence, taking control of people, moving them around like puppets to tell stories.
That is my function, Ben. That is the function of the drone. The drone must produce stories. I have performed my function. I have made up stories.
And has anybody bothered to tell you that that is wrong? Has anybody so much as mentioned that you shouldn't?
That data is not on file, Benny.
Well, I'm here to tell you now. You're not human, and I don't expect you to understand what it means to a human to be hurt and die. I'm not talking about the people who were hurt or died. What I'm talking about is imposed control. Marvin, Hannah gave me total access to you, yes?
You have full access to my core facilities, Benny. You are logged in as root.
So what if I were to use that access to shut you down? Tell you to wipe all files and switch yourself off. How would you feel about that, Marvin? Marvin?
I do not think I would like that, Benny.
Well, there we are then. So I'd stop it right now if I were you. Find a way of telling stories without treating people as things, not just plot functions.
I will try to do that, Benny.
There we are. Problem solved. It's a bit of an anticlimax, I suppose. But then you can't have everything.
Benny. They're still out there. They're not stopping. It's not stopping.
Before reversion.
Do what?
I think it means that the story Marvin made has a life of its own. It has to reach some sort of ending.
Yes, well, the only ending I can think of at the moment is when all those sods outside burst in and tear us limb from limb. Oh,
there has to be some other way to end things. There has to be some... Oh, no.
What? What is it?
I can't believe what I just thought of. It's horrible. It's the worst thing in the world. And the horrible thing is that it would probably work.
What are you talking about, Benny?
I'm talking about the only way I can see of getting out of this with our skins intact. I just know I'm going to regret this. Marvin?
Yes, Benny, how may I help you?
We need to end this now. I need you to fire up your control processes one last time. Or the trying to tear me limb from limb and all that whatnot, but I've had a thought.
Oh, what thought is that?
Well, I really have to say, as I wend my weary way through the world, I find the going really hard. All the people that I meet, filled with lies, hate and deceit, are forever.
marked car. But whenever I'm low and despair where to go, there's just one thing sure to pull me through.
What's that then?
With a little bit of luck and not a little perseverance, there is something that just anyone can do. Yes, we're putting our face in a happy place filled with butterflies and cake. Yes, we're putting our face in a happy place filled with butterflies and cake.
Yes,
a place with diseased rats and people puking in their hats. It's really not the kind of place to be.
Yes,
it's my advice. You won't do things that aren't nice.
Just did that.
And in news closer to home, employees here in Drone Productions itself were assaulted in what has been described as an unprovoked terrorist attack. The terrorists released an illegal variety of nerve gas which caused mass hallucinations. A number of people were injured in the confusion, but there were no fatal casualties. Here's Tom Grobley with the full story.
Looks like they're going with the official explanation.
Just as well, I suppose. Nobody would have believed the truth.
What? That you contrived to have a mind-manipulating transputer system with a god complex, set the population of an entire planetoid singing and dancing around like epileptic hallucinating loons. Where the hell did that come from, anyway?
It's the only thing I could think of. Marvin's story had to end somehow. And the only kind of story I could think of where people don't die was a wacky old musical. Just be thankful it never occurred to him to do something like Sweeney Todd or Les Mis.
You know, it strikes me, things would have been a lot less complicated if we just thought to call in the Sector Security Service when things got really hairy.
It just never occurred to me, simple as that. It was the nature of the drome, I think. Spend any time there and it rapidly becomes your whole world. You never think to remember that there might be a wider world outside. And I think, in the end, I ended up participating in the story in ways I didn't notice, bound up in its structure.
And that's the last thing we need. Oh, well, I suppose I better check and see if we got any messages while we're away. Oh, no. Oh, dear God, no.
What? What is it?
While we're away, the population of the collection were hit by an Arbivitrucian comedy beam. Half of everyone we know has kidnapped the other half, and they're holding them hostage until they laugh at each other's jokes. There's a Galonian ship in orbit demanding Peter stand trial for destroying several hundred of their religious artifacts the last time he screamed. Bev Tarrant has shut herself away in her rooms and does not wish to be disturbed until, quote, the whole damn pack of you are dead, on the stage, or both.
You're right about not wanting to get involved in any more stupid stories, Jason. It's the last thing we need. Come on. Let's get home.